You're listening to View from the Couch, a podcast about TV, movies, DVD, and just about anything from parents with children. And now, your hosts, Kent and Michelle. Welcome to View from the Couch for Wednesday, January 5th, 2011.
2011.
Happy New Year, everyone. Happy New Year. We weren't around last week, as you probably realized, but we're back now. What's going on? What's going on for you? We had a really busy holiday.
We did.
I worked till early afternoon Christmas Eve, and then I was off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and went back to work on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I had a good stretch of time off with weekends in there adding on to it, so that was good. I actually only had to take 3 days off work, so that wasn't bad.
No. I worked a lot in there, though, while you were off.
You did. There was last Monday and Tuesday, I was off completely, and you were working during the day.
Yep.
So.
And Sunday.
Yeah. It was busy.
But,
And hopefully we will bear the fruits of that check this Friday.
Yep.
That would be good.
Tried out my, we got some good Christmas presents this year.
You think?
Yeah. I tried out my new electric blanket that I got from you
and then last night. This morning when I got up to go to work, I came out of the shower and you had one foot sticking out of your blankets.
Which never happens.
Too hot? Is that too hot? And you said you had it running for an hour or so before bed and then you shut it off when you got into bed?
Yeah.
And it's still...
And I was still too hot.
Wow.
So I think it's a hot... It's just a warm blanket in and of itself.
It's a good
too.
Quality warm blankie.
So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to sleep nude or something.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Just kidding.
Whoa, whoa.
Sorta? No. Whoa. Just totally kidding. What did you get that you liked?
What did I get that I liked? Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I asked for the Sting concert. His new one where they do orchestral versions of some of his most well-known songs and some Police tunes.
Yeah.
And it's actually called Symphonicities, I think. Well, this is called Sting Live in Berlin or something, but that's what it is. And I actually have that disc, so I've been listening to it a lot. I love it. So looking forward to seeing the concert. The concert comes very highly reviewed.
And I got you the book, that Police book.
You did.
Have you even looked at it?
I haven't yet. No, I haven't yet, but I will. I promise I will.
Okay.
Right before Christmas, my oldest brother Tim came out to the airport and met me and gave me an office warming gift, and that was Star Wars Year by Year. So if you or someone you know is a Star Wars fan, check this book out. It's awesome. It's huge. It's hardcover, and it comes in a slipcase. And it's, it's great. It talks about everything that happened in Star Wars from leading up to the first film right through into the expanded universe, Clone Wars, beyond, video games, the whole works. So it's quite a thick book. I started reading that.
Expensive?
I think he got it for $35 on sale through Amazon.com. Hmm. Not the Canadian site .ca, but... Yeah, he just got a really good deal on it. But when I've seen it, it's a $70 book, so it's not cheap. But it's certainly a beautiful book to have and a great gift for a Star Wars fan. I also used a $25 gift card I got from my dad and his wife, thank you guys, to buy, I think it's called The Sounds of Star Wars. It's, a thick hardcover book that comes with a digital player kind of mounted onto the book. It's very cool. And what it does is you can read through, talks about all the sound design, obviously talks a lot about Ben Burtt, who is the sound designer behind all the Star Wars films. And so you can go through this and, lots of photos, lots of, written content. And then there are, numbers next to particular images. And then you can type in the number and press play on this thing and it plays the actual sound effect. And it's really high quality digital sound. So really cool. Very, very cool. Gosh, what else? I got Inception on Blu-ray for Christmas from our niece's husband, who's new to the family.
Yep.
So thanks, Evan. Not that you'll ever listen to the show particularly, but you never know. So he got me that. What else? What did you get?
Oh, I got lots of stuff.
Yeah, Michelle got spoiled this year.
I got a set of sample products from Sephora, which is a makeup store. So yep. For all the ladies out there, it was a very nice little set.
That was for me.
And what else did I get? I got, now I'm blanking. Why am I blanking?
A camera?
A camera! Yeah. Yes, I'm very excited about the camera.
Hello.
Yes, very excited about the camera.
And it's a step up from the camera that we have right now.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So, yeah.
So, now what about, getting into the new year, what?
What about resolutions? Have you set yourself any that you have not shared with me?
Nah, I never bother.
No? You feel like you're going to set yourself up to be disappointed in yourself?
No, I've come, my philosophy on life as of the last few years has just been, just be happy. If this makes you happy, do that.
Don't worry.
In moderation.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah. So
not in a hedonistic.
No.
I'm going to set fire to my brassiere sense.
No.
No.
I just don't worry about what I eat, but I try to be careful, but not to the point where it makes me unhappy.
Yes.
And if I feel like going and visiting friends, then I do. And if I don't want to, then I don't. And so I don't have any reason to make any. Because I don't feel like I'm lacking
in any area. You
don't feel
like you're particularly lax.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just good.
Well, it won't come as any surprise. The top 10 resolutions that people make each year. Number one, spend more time with family and friends. There you go. Stats show that more than 50% of us vow to appreciate our loved ones and spend more time with them and friends this year. So, you know... If that's something that you, maybe you hadn't thought about that, but if that's something you value, be intentional about it. You know, set up a regular time to go out for dinner with friends or family or whatever, and carve some time out of your doubtless busy schedule. We're all busy, but if it's important to you, make the time for it. That's my challenge to you. To fit in fitness into your schedule, regular exercise has so many benefits. You know, managing your weight is one. Managing stress is huge. It can reduce the risk of some cancers, helps you live longer. Generates endorphins in your body to improve your mood, lowers your blood pressure. So keeping exercising regularly is an important thing just all around. Reaps huge benefits and more of us need to do it. So, that's a resolution for me is that I haven't officially made it, but I guess it's official now. My boss and my coworker and I are all pushing each other to go to the gym. And there's a fitness facility at the airport where I work, so there's no excuse. So we're going to book at least twice a week to go, whether it's all three of us or two out of three or whatever, we're going to do that.
Awesome. Good for you.
Tame the bulge. More than 66% of adult Americans, according to what I read, are considered to be overweight or obese by recent studies. So weight loss is the most important. So not only – it's kind of tied to the second one – not only fitting fitness into your busy schedule, but lots of us are carrying around some extra pounds. And, you know, as we get older, I've been saying to Michelle, I'm going to be 42 at the end of this month. And, you know, I want to have more energy, so I need to drop some pounds, and I'm working on it now. So quit smoking. Who is there out there who smokes that says, I love smoking? I don't think I've ever met a smoker who said, gee, I wish I could pay more money and smell and have yellow teeth.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who I think enjoy it and don't worry about it.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. Try and enjoy life more. So, you know, we've got a lot of stress in our lives. Get out and try something new. You know, if you've always thought, you did this for me a few years ago, I've always been interested in scuba diving. And Michelle just went out and got a scuba diving course for me. And I took it, got certified, glad I did it. And I've trying to get back to doing it more. Again, it's carving out time to do it.
Next five.
Go ahead.
All right, so number six is quit drinking. While many people use the new year as an incentive to finally stop drinking, most do not have what it takes to drastically change their lifestyle all at once. Many heavy drinkers fail to quit cold turkey, but do better when they taper it off. So if you think you want to quit drinking, there's lots of help and support out there, and it'll probably be better for your health and I'm sure your family will appreciate it too.
Yes.
7 is get out of debt. Aha. Uh-huh. Who on this planet does not have to do a little of that?
Yeah, a little or a lot.
And probably some people more than others. Yeah. So, yeah, that's always a good one.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is this time of year, because of the way the economy has been, maybe particularly more so in the U.S. than in Canada, lots of people have probably had to resort to credit cards to some extent or borrowing to do Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, January comes and you go, oh, crap.
I think a lot of people get in a little bit of debt over Christmas, but it's the year-long debt that'll kill you in the end.
Exactly.
Number 8 is learn something new. Career change, learn a new language, want to know how to fix your own computer. One of us needs to make that one.
I'm learning more all the time from Tim.
Whether you take a course or read a book, it's easy and motivating to learn something new.
And with concerns about mental illness and Alzheimer's and dementia and things like that, we talked about physical exercise. Mental exercise is just as important. Challenge your brain, force it to work. I think it becomes more important the older you get.
Yeah.
You need to keep sharp. You need to keep challenging yourself, and learning something new in a totally different area of your life that you've never explored is a sure way to do that.
I know one of the big things they say is crossword puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you
it's spelled with a K, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
If you do those regularly, that will really help too, they say. So, yeah. Help others is number 9.
Yes.
This is a nice non-selfish New Year's resolution. Kudos to you if this is the one you picked. Honestly, I never would have even thought of this one.
Yep.
What does that say about me?
Give back.
So, yeah, volunteering, mentoring, working with Habitat for Humanity.
Volunteering to quit drinking.
Yes. And if you don't have time to give, maybe you can donate furniture or clothing.
Or time. You know, sometimes people don't have money to give.
Right.
So you can give time. Or if you don't have time, maybe you have a little bit of money that you can give. Or
maybe
always
you just have stuff.
Always an answer.
Everyone has stuff to get rid of.
Have a garage sale with your stuff and give the money to a charity.
Yeah, or, you know, at least don't throw it in the garbage. Try and find some way to reuse it or recycle it.
Or as our American friends would say, the trash. Don't throw it in the trash.
That's right. You don't want it sitting in a landfill. What good does that do?
No.
This is a good one. Number 10, get organized.
Wow.
Yes, this is a very good goal. A reasonable goal.
Mm-hmm.
If you want your home more organized or your office organized so you can find stuff, or maybe you just need to be more organized with your daily life.
There are there are lots of books. There are lots of online resources that you can look up.
Self-help stuff.
That can help you.
There's probably even a dummy book for getting organized.
Yep, Getting Organized for Dummies. If I could only find my dummies book.
Exactly, yep.
So there you go. There's some of the resolutions. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to stick to your resolutions, but I think everybody gets that. Just my biggest piece of advice would be intentional about it. Organize something into your schedule. Let people know, you know, this is a goal of mine. So if you're, you know, if you're working from home or you're around your family more than you're working in an office or something like that, make people aware of what you're doing so they can help you be focused, help not to tempt you. So especially if you're trying to exercise or trying to eat better,
mm-hmm.
Get people to kind of be supportive around you and not cause stumbling blocks for you.
That's right. Take baby steps.
That's right. And
be like Bob Wiley.
Yeah. And take joy, take something, take a pill. No,
make it
take some solace in the fact that you're moving towards a goal. You know, don't beat yourself up about, oh, I ate two cheeseburgers and I only should have had one, or, you know, I didn't have the bran, I had the deep fried egg McMuffin covered in gravy. You know, don't be hard on yourself as you go along the journey, but recognize that, hey, I'm making a big life change, or, you know, I'm trying to learn a new language, or I'm trying to do this or that, and recognize the bigger milestones along the way, and don't beat yourself up about not being able to get where you want right away, because everything worth doing is worth doing well, and everything worth doing can take time.
And it might not turn out
Welcome
the way
to
you...
the self-help episode of View from the Couch, That's which right. has nothing to do about reviews.
It may not turn out the way you initially planned it, too. You might get results in a completely different way, unexpected way, or who knows?
You
but
might
it'll
learn...
probably change you for the better no matter what.
You might be single, you learn Italian, you meet an Italian woman or an Italian man, and you gain 57 pounds.
But you're married and you're happy.
And you're happy.
Who
and
knows?
Two steps closer to the grave. No, no, no.
So there you go.
Oh, dear. And that was an unfortunate transition. We lost a lot of people, I think, the last couple of years. And early in the year, we've talked about people who have passed on from the entertainment world in the year previous. Lots this year and lots that really surprised me. A couple that I don't remember hearing about. So Pete Postlethwaite was born in 1946, and he, of course, died at the beginning of November. He was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting
Actor.
No,
I thought it looks like he died just the other day.
Oh, January 2nd. Pardon me. Yes. So, British actor, he's been in a lot of films, very well-known actor. So if you saw him, he was in Clash of the Titans, unfortunately, but... Steve Landisberg died on December 20th. He was an American actor who's best known for his role on The Barney Miller Show.
He was Barney Miller, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
Very good, very a great comedian, a great comic and character actor. Leslie Nielsen, this one hit me like a ton of bricks. November 28th, he was a Canadian-American actor who appeared in over 100 films, 1,500 television programs, and portrayed more than 220 characters during his career. Wow.
That's crazy.
And, of course, the airplane films, Naked Gun, all that kind of
yes.
stuff is Leslie Nielsen.
Yes.
And the funny part about him is he started out as a romantic lead. That was kind of the direction of his career, and then he became a comic actor.
Huh.
James MacArthur died on October 28th, and James was famous for his long run playing Dano Williams on the long-running show Hawaii Five-O.
So, huh. Crazy.
Tom Bosley, of course, Howard Cunningham died on October 19th. Wow, Tony Curtis died on September 29th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Rue McClanahan.
Rue
McClanahan passed away on June 3rd. Gary Coleman on May 28th. Lena Horne, of course, singing was what she was best known for, died in May 9th.
Way back in May.
Lynn Redgrave. I don't remember hearing that she passed away, but May 2nd. Wow.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Sorry for the sniffing, folks. I'm getting stuffed up all of a sudden. Dixie Carter, of course, from Designing Women. I think I remember hearing that. But April 10th, John Forsythe, of course, from Charlie's Angels and Dynasty, played Blake Carrington in the 80s. He passed away on April 1st, which is when Connor was born.
Robert Culp. I don't know that man at all.
He was... in the TV series in the 60s called I Spy. It was also on Bonanza, The Golden Girls, The Nanny, Girls Next Door, and Wings.
Actually, when I look at his face, I recognize him. I don't recognize the name.
March 24th. Peter Graves played Jim Phelps on Mission Impossible. He played Captain Over from the spoof Airplane, speaking of Leslie Nielsen before. Wow. Crazy. Merlin Olsen, who most people would recognize him for his stint as a character named Jonathan Garvey on Little House on the Prairie. He had a football career, acting, broadcasting, and so on. So the photo that I have here is of him in his football days, but if I showed you what he looked like on Little House, you'd know right away. You'd go. Corey Haim, March 10th. Andrew Koenig, he was character actor, film director, editor, and writer, son of Walter Koenig, who played Chekhov in Star Trek.
He was young.
Yeah, he was, how old is he? Well, he's 2 years older than me, I guess. So youngish. He was also on Growing Pains. He played Mike Seaver's best friend. Zelda Rubinstein, who most people would remember from Poltergeist. This house is clean. she died on January 27th. She, that's the movie she's most noted for, is the character Tangina Behrens in Poltergeist 1982. She was also in 16 Candles, Teen Witch, National Lampoon's Last Resort. She was a little person, and she was only 4 feet 3 inches tall. And actually, I'm not sure if she was a little person. She may have just been of short stature.
Could have been.
John Spencer. Wow, that was a shock, too. December 16th. Wait a minute. That's got to be wrong. December 16th, 2005. I don't know. He was an American actor best known for his role as Leo McGarry in The West Wing.
Oh.
He was in lots of films over the years as well.
Yeah, recognize him right away. Like, he was kind of young, too.
Lane Smith. Now this is now into 2005, so that those must be wrong now. But so there you go. There's some of the folks that that passed away in 2010. A serious loss to the entertainment world.
Patrick Swayze was not on that list.
Patrick Swayze as well. Yeah, I think he was. I'm looking.
Oh, there he is. Yeah.
So that was 2009.
Oh, was he in 2009?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a while.
John Hughes as well. Yeah, so it's been a while, but seems like fairly recent though. So
yeah, it feels recent.
So over the holidays, Connor and Emily also got
Alvin
and the Chipmunks, the live action movie with
one and two.
Yeah, the first one from us,
or yes.
From Santa,
no,
from us, and the second one from Grandma and Grandpa.
Yes.
So they
may
those.
Bring you a review of those next week.
They may indeed.
And one thing that we did happen to watch this week, which was really, really, really cool and interesting and fun to watch, was Heart concert from 2002 called Alive in Seattle.
Blu-ray.
It is a really, really good concert.
We're big Heart fans, have been for ages. And
honestly, she has the kind of voice that I could listen to forever.
Ann Wilson.
Yeah. I never get sick of her voice. You know, there's some singers that you just cannot. I can't listen to song after song after song because it drives me insane.
Well, and the cool part is, sorry again for the sniffing. The cool part is Ann Wilson's voice, well, and Nancy's too, they have not changed at all.
No.
Not at all. And
that's the other thing, is that Nancy's voice is almost as good as Ann's. And when they both sing together,
their
harmonies
are unbelievable. They're both
just
so
crazy
talented.
Good.
So,
and instrument after instrument, between the two of them, they must be able to play every instrument in the orchestra.
Probably.
Practically. Pretty and close. One really cool thing we saw, Nancy was playing a guitar.
An acoustic guitar
with
a bow. Like, as though it was a bass fiddle.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. So, just kick butt. And I said to Michelle a couple times as we watched the concert that so many times you see concerts of artists who are a little bit later in their career, or it feels like, gee, you know, we're trying to make one more kick at the cat, or maybe we can milk our 80s success a little bit longer. But these guys are great. These guys are as good, if not better, than they were back in the day, if I can say
Well,
that.
And I think they were, at that point, touring for an album they had just released.
Yes, and then they just released one last year, 2010.
Yeah, so they're putting out new stuff, and it's good. It's awesome stuff.
But
some of their new stuff, too.
A very annoying thing is they were playing in a theater called the Paramount in Seattle, and all of a sudden I thought, this is a really cool acoustic, you know, an acoustic kind of concert hall venue. I wonder if they have a tour coming up. So I popped over to Google and went, Heart tour schedule. Yeah, they do have a tour on right now. And I was working my way down through the dates and the cities, and it was in eastern Canada. So I'm walking down. It's further west. Edmonton and Calgary. Yay! Oh, tickets went on sale in November, and they're all gone.
Yeah, we missed out.
It would have been because the Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton is unbelievable. It was renovated about 5 years ago, and it's just a huge concert hall facility, and it's beautiful. And they would have just, I don't know, maybe
rocked
I'll keep
it.
Looking on Kijiji or whatever.
But you know, the biggest thing I found watching this concert is, first of all, you felt like you were there.
Yeah.
Because it was in Blu-ray and beautiful picture, beautiful sound.
Yeah, and let me just quickly interject. That was one point I made to Michelle, is that you could spend $150 a ticket to $200 a ticket to be there, but you wouldn't get the same experience that we got on a Blu-ray that I paid maybe $20 for. So
yeah. Really, it gives you, it makes such an atmosphere. You'd feel like, I felt like I was in another world and I didn't want to leave.
Yes.
It was a really, really good concert. So if you happen
highly,
to spot it.
Highly, you know, if you're a music fan at all and you have Blu-ray capability, and don't think, oh, they're these two old women. Like, Nancy Wilson is, what, 57, I said? Mm-hmm. And Anne is 60.
Well, and they wouldn't have been at the time of this release, but.
No, they are now. But yeah. They're on tour right now, and they're absolutely awesome. So don't think, heart, 80s band, yuck, two women, brutal. They rock.
And they did a couple of cover songs, too, that were awesome. They did Elton John song.
Yeah.
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's.
They did a Zeppelin tune,
Led Zeppelin song, Battle of Evermore.
Yeah.
And they did an awesome job of both of them.
Yeah.
So if you're fans of
music at all,
it's awesome concert.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Couldn't recommend it more.
Totally awesome. And yeah, we just did. Let's recommend it more.
So Heart, Alive in Seattle on Blu-ray.
Get it. Go out and get it now. Why are you still listening? Go.
That's
go
right.
Now. Go now. You have your computer on. Go and order it online. Speaking of ordering online, Christmas Eve, I went on to Best Buy and got these crazy deals. I think I paid $90 total. We got Whip It, which we both like on Blu-ray.
Great movie.
I got Red Dead Redemption for $30, which is a $60 PS3 game that I'm looking forward to. We got Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which is a Blu-ray. These are all Blu-ray, by the way. That Michelle loves, and I'm going to give a second chance because I didn't love it before.
Right.
I have Batman Begins on – I had it in HD DVD when I made that horrible decision. And then I had it on regular DVD but haven't had it on Blu-ray. I think it was like $5, $10. The A-Team, you know, you can say what you want. It's a remake, whatever. But we enjoyed it.
It was just fun.
It was – you're right. It was just fun. And it – I think it was 15 maybe. And then I got the Book of Eli for $10, the Denzel Washington, Gary Oldman movie. So just crazy deals, kids.
Good Boxing Day, Boxing Week deals out there still if you're in Canada.
And
after
up,
Christmas, I guess, everywhere.
And actually on Boxing Day, which is for our American friends the day after Christmas, it's like your Black Friday, except not quite as big, I guess. I picked up the Matrix Ultimate Collection on Blu-ray again for $30, $39, and it's over 100 easily at retail. So I got, that was a sweet deal.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
For sure.
So that has been View from the Couch for Wednesday, January the 5th. Hope your 2011 is going well so far. Good to be back. And we'll kind of get more back into the groove next week. But just wanted to do some touching on stuff that happened last year, some people that we lost, a little bit about, you know, what we did over the holidays, and a little bit about how to get your resolutions kickstarted and how to stick with them. So
there
hopefully
you
it was helpful. Hopefully
nice
you enjoyed
up.
It. Thank you. And we'll catch you next time. Bye.
All right. Bye.
You've been listening to View from the Couch, a DVD Verdict podcast. View from the Couch is available exclusively on DVDverdict.com. Watch for new episodes every week. Thanks for your continued support. Kent and Michelle appreciate it. Be sure to visit DVDverdict.com for the latest in DVD and theatrical release reviews, DVD release information, talent interviews, event coverage, and much, much more.